In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of the Missions, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I was just thinking, as I was preparing for this talk, remembering a few things. As I mentioned at the beginning, earlier at the Mass, and for those who may already know, this, in fact, was my parish. I used to live in Padbury for 3 years before I joined the Friars. It was from here that I received the missionary send-off from Father Jeff as somebody seeking my vocation in Christ. And I was thinking of all the moments I had spent here with Our Lady. And there were a lot of very key moments in my own journey. And I certainly don't intend this to be a talk about how Father Giles came to be talking in front of you. But it would be a little bit about that. I used to live, before I lived in Padbury, years before that, I used to live actually here on Camberwarra Drive, just down the road here. And the Fatima pilgrim statue came to town. I don't know what year it was. My mum could probably tell you. Because a miracle happened that me and my dad both came. And we both came, and I remember I went to confession, and I believe it was Father Sean Fernandez when he was still very young, for those who remember when he was here. And it was the beginning of the night, and the penance that he gave me was to stay for the rest of the evening. And can you give me 3 Hail Marys? Anyway, Our Lady was on her missionary rounds, Our Lady of Fatima, and she came to Our Lady of the Missions here in Craigie. It was the first moment where I came to really see that. I didn't really understand it. I didn't understand any of it. I don't really understand too much these days, I don't think. But then there was another occasion here. This was also the first parish I ever went to. Let me put this another way. The first day with Mary I ever went to was here in the year 2000, that one I remember. I had just come back from World Youth Day in Rome, which was an amazing experience. If you have children of age, I would certainly encourage them to go to the World Youth Days. I came back, I saw the flyer, and it was, I don't know what it was, a grace to know that this was something very important that I need to go to. I got here late. That was my charism during those days, getting better. And that's where I first, well, it was the second time I'd seen the Friars. The first time I'd spoken to them. Interestingly enough, the first place I went and saw the Day with Mary, here I am now preaching at the Day with Mary. Our Lady has a mission for each one of us. You know, mothers have great dreams and hopes for their children. They hope so much more for their children than even their children do. And how much more is that true for our Blessed Mother? It all makes sense now that this was the first place I came, Our Lady of the Missions for the Day with Mary. Who knew that my mission would be also the Day with Mary? It was where I met Our Lady of Fatima at Our Lady of Missions. That would also be my mission, to preach and promote the message of Our Lady of Fatima. But for each one of us, she doesn't come to us just as mother. That is, she's much more mother than queen, as Saint Therese says. But she comes to us as the one who will send us. You all know, I'm sure, that the word mission means to be sent, or one who was sent. A missionary is one who was sent. And so Our Lady is sending us, just as she, in a certain sense, sent Christ on his way. Christ, of course, received his mission from the Father. He was sent from the Father. But certainly Our Lady gave him the ability in his incarnate nature that she gave him to go out to the world. And so she now gives us the ability, through her giving us the grace, to be other Christs for the world. She sends us out. But like every good mother, she never sends us out unprepared. Now, one of the disadvantages of being from Perth is that my mother is often here when I'm talking about the Blessed Mother. And it's always good to make analogies to our birth mothers, or biological mothers, or our guardians as we grow up. So I'm not going to tell you who she is for those who don't know. But whenever I had to go out when I was a child, or not even a child, even a young man, I was never wanting. I remember I used to go to work when I was still an apprentice, 17 or 18, maybe even 19 or 20. And I'd turn up at work with a lunch, which was, you know, covered about this much space. And all my workmates would be like, "Man, who makes your lunch for you?" Like, "I live with my mum." "Oh, okay, we get it. Everyone gets that, especially if your mother's from the Mediterranean." And just as our earthly mother will never leave us wanting, again, Our Lady will never send us out wanting for anything. "You know, I need to go and do this." Like, "Are you sure?" I'm like, "I'm your mother. Of course I'm sure. I know what's best." Mother, in this case, always knows what's best. Even though our earthly mothers may fail at times by giving us enough lunch for actually an entire week, Our Lady always gives us sufficient, the exact amount. Actually, often it's a superabundance as well. Our Lady is pretty much the same as our mothers. Gives us not enough for the day, but for our entire lifetime. She gives us grace, help, company. Never, ever does she send us away without actually going with us. It's like the nervous mother who's kind of spying, so to speak, on her child the first day at school, except Our Lady is there always. And you look at her with Christ. In the Gospels, she's always there. And we know she was always there with him. She never let her son, even though he was God, out of her sight. Every moment she could be with him, she was with him. And the good news for us is that now there are no limits for her, in the sense that she can be with us everywhere. And so when she sends us, when she gives us the mission that Christ has given us, it's the same mission. She doesn't just send us, but she goes with us. And we have no need, therefore, to fear. Lunch will always be prepared, so to speak. It'll always be provided. The grace will always be there. But we just have to remember that she is indeed with us. This month, as you know, is the month of May, one of the many months of the year where the church consecrates, sets aside that month for a particular intention or a particular theme. May is, of course, for Our Lady. We need, therefore, to do something, because who among us doesn't want to do God's will? God's will can be scary sometimes, because it means that we're going to have to maybe do something which our own flesh or selfishness doesn't want to do. But if there is something like that in your life, some decision that you were scared of making that you know you should, or something that you need to decide and you're not even sure how to do it, this is the month to beg those graces. Because just as any kind of news or obligation that we have to do, when our mother breaks it to us, it's always much easier. So this is the month when you need to grow closer to her. You know, every son feels guilty when they don't ring their mum for a while. How often do we speak to Our Lady? I mean, speak to her. You know, in the Gospel, in the homily, I was speaking about knowing Christ. You know, a similar thing applies to Our Lady. How often do we speak to her? Speak to your mother. Go to your mother. She's your mother. There's no need to fear. Listen to her. There are so many ways in which we can speak to her. So many prayers, so many devotions, so many feast days. All because she is approachable from so many different angles. She's willing to give us so many different graces. There are so many different mysteries, inexhaustible, about her. I believe it was St. John Eudes who says that the reason we have so many... He said that the angels themselves don't comprehend the full mystery of Our Lady. Let this month, therefore, be just these 30 days, and we've already missed a couple of them, where we try to learn a little more about her, that we may try to come to be closer to her. And it's not just going to be a one-way street. we want to know her, she wants to know us a million times more than we want to know her. But like every good mother, she already knows us. But she wants us to learn how much she wants good for us. Boy, that was a bad and complicated sentence. All she wants is our good. It's all she wants. Let us therefore take something up this month. You know, during the month of November, we might do something extra for the holy souls. During Lent, we give something up. In Advent, same thing. Let May be the month when we do something special for Our Lady. It might be a little bit of a penance that we do, the sugar and the no sugar in the coffee thing. Or maybe it'll be, if we're not praying the rosary, let's start praying the rosary every day. That's like 17 minutes for a normal speeding rosary. 12 minutes if you're Italian or Irish. If we're already praying a full rosary, maybe pray another one or add another decade. Read something about Our Lady. There is so much good literature. I meant to bring a book up here, but you can't get it anyway. It's called Mary's Immaculate Heart by Blessed Gabriel Allegra. There's so many fantastic books and stuff we can read. And I'm not up here to sell things, so you don't have to go far to see all the literature that we have. It's our apostolate to flood the world with Marian literature. There's so much around you here. This is the month where we make this commitment of sorts. We say, you know, Mother, I've neglected you too long in my life. Or your role in my life has been too little. I have ignored you too much. I want to make amends for that now. What mother would not be moved to tears with those words? Let us take this month seriously then, because the graces are here now. Let us do something special for the Blessed Virgin Mary, who is our mother, our mum, our mummy. She's the most perfect maternal figure in our life. She loves us more than we could ever hope to be loved. In her we put our trust that she will take us to Christ. She will never abandon us. Never, never. You know the scripture that says, does a mother forget her baby? And even if she does, I will never forget you. She will never be the mother that ever forgets us. It's impossible. We are engraved in her heart because Christ, her Son, shed our blood for each one of us. And she will not let that be shed in vain. Let us not waste this month. We don't know how many more months of May we have. This may be our last. But if it is, let us make it count. Let us take up a devotion to Our Lady. Let us make some kind of penance in honor of her. Let us take up a book and read it about her. Because truly, coming to know Our Lady means coming to love her, and coming to love her and know her means coming to love her Son and know her Son. And in doing that, only then can we reach the holiness that our Lord and Our Lady wishes for each one of us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.